Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burleson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk bunts towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rice reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Cooper moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Rice scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gura now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and picks off Petrocelli. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn bunts towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Doyle moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Lynn fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lynn. Patek moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. McRae reaches second base with a double. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing shortstop. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Frank White. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing left field. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Steve Mingori now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Royals, 6, Red Sox, 6. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori fires to first and picks off Petrocelli. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroeger fields it and throws to first for the out. Stinson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Dave Nelson now playing second base. George Brett now playing shortstop. Cookie Rojas now playing third base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Little now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McRae reaches second base with a double. There goes Otis trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags Otis, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-5 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Miller steals second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bruno now pitching. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-6 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. Stinson moves to second. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Stinson scores. Wolford moves to second. It's 7-6, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Stinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.